Welcome, everybody. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. Welcome to the nightly share. This is your host, Mordechai Plotzker in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Tonight's share is a recap on Parsha Kisavo. And the beginning of the Parsha discusses Bikurim. Obviously, this is a demonstration of thanks and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of the more interesting questions that we can ask is the frustration that the Kohen Gadol must feel every time someone comes in and tells them the story about his ancestry. I mean, this is before Ancestries.com, but everyone walked in and said, Arami Ovid Avi Vayeri Mitzrayma Vayaga Shamim Seimat, that my father was deceived by this individual. We all know that the word Arami is the love on. So this Rabbeinu Bachya also describes this phrase, could be referring to love on, but the phrase Arami Ovid Avi, you know, this Arami was either enslaved to my father Yaakov, or that this Arami enslaved my father through his treachery. So it could be interpreted in one or two ways. But the bottom line is that Yaakov had a very difficult experience, and then we go through the experience of Mitzrayim, etc. And Vanisa Vamarta, and this goes back and forth and back and forth. And the question is, why is it necessary for the Kohen to hear this again and again and again? And not only that, what is the Kohen's response? So when we think about it, the person coming in is only saying it the first time. He's excited to come and present his offerings before the Kohen Gadol. But the Kohen himself could feel a sense of frustration because he has to now repeat everything that he just said to someone 5 minutes earlier. And I think that one of the suggestions that Chazal offer is a form of validation. That when a person comes before you and he describes to you what his troubles and trials and tribulations were all about, then by you acknowledging that interaction, that communication, you validate that person. And that brings home the story and also demonstrates that even though we might think that we, you know, everyone says that they have, you know, everyone knows that they have their own pekalach to deal with, but the bottom line is that we are, in a sense, a machzah shekel, that we're really a half of the union of a whole. So we are greater than the sum of our parts, but we also need to coalesce with one another. And so that's also part of the rubric of that relationship between the Kohen and the individual who's coming forth with the Bikurim. Bikurim, as we all know, is the first of the fruits, and so that also is something very special and unique. When someone plants vegetation, someone who may have harvested some tomatoes or peppers and cucumbers and things that you plant, you get very excited when you actually see the vegetation grow. And you put it on your table and you're so excited. I know that when I was planting some like hot peppers, to bring that into the house is really exciting. But imagine to take all of your first crop and bring it up to your shlayim. And that takes a lot of self-restraint because you really want to enjoy what you planted, especially the vegetation, the first crop. But by giving it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving it back over to the Kohen and transforming this into Hekdesh, that actually elevates everything about your relationship with the Adama, with the earth itself. You begin to appreciate how much more so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So Bikurim really works two ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us something by which we can bless Hashem, and then we give something back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless Hashem for all the bounty that He's provided to us. So that's the Nida of Hakaras HaTov. And then as we go through the Parsha, there's always that Aliyah where nobody wants to be called up because there are 98 non-blessings. I'm using the Lashon Naki or the cleaner version of describing it. We don't say the word curses. We try to say something that's a non-blessing. So how do we deal with these things? And one of the ways that we discussed in the prior weeks in Birchut Kosai, actually no, it was actually earlier than that. It was, I believe, in Parshat Akev, where what the Pasuk says, Ma Hashem Sholmei Ma Kim Le'yiras Hashem. What does Hashem expect from you? He expects you to say not ma, what, but also me'a, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to say 100 blessings. And we discussed that a person has the obligation to render 100 blessings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show HaKaras HaTov. But the challenge is that some days the person may not feel so well. Some days the person, you know, may not be able to go to Shacharis and hear the Chazaras HaShatz of all of the brachos. And so getting to 100 is going to be a far greater challenge. So the Das Kenyan Balitosis explain that when someone says modim bekavana is kiilu omed al ha-mea brachos. It's as if he had already was able to satisfy that 100 blessing mandate. How is that so? Because modim is mem vav dalet, 40 plus 6 plus 4 is 50. Yud mem 10 plus 40 is 50. That's 100. And so that's 100 blessings. And all it is one paragraph. So both men and women, just by saying one paragraph a day, can fulfill the mandate, and something that we can all accomplish. It's as easy as saying a kapitel tehillim. In fact, saying the blessing of modim, I believe, is even less than the words in the first kapitel of tehillim. So it's something that all of us can achieve, and it's something to safeguard ourselves and to put us on the right track for the day. Now, what's also fascinating is that when we think about all of these non-blessings, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us a recipe for success for the future. And the answer, Hashem says, is that Rak Asher Lo Avadat Hashem B'Simcha V'Tzuv Levav, that I give you all of these opportunities, and what do you do with them? And the answer is, we've done plenty good with them. We've done Kibud Av V'Eim, and when we do Kibud Av V'Eim, when we serve food, we do B'Simcha, make our parents feel welcome at our Shabbos table, we make our friends, our neighbors feel comfortable joining and being mishtateh, to join together in our homes, outside our homes. And we also welcome people to savor panim yafos with a friendly smile and a warm welcome, and to make people feel nachas ruach, because that's the midah of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu gave us the midah of chesed. In fact, if we look at the non-blessings that we see in Bichukosai, we see that Zachar is basically Yaakov, and then it goes to Yitzhak, and then it goes to Avraham. So the question is, why does it say everything in reverse? So the first explanation is because we're acting in reverse. We should be acting in a more positive, forward way, but instead we're retracting. We're not doing what we should be doing. So therefore it says Yaakov, Yitzhak, Avram, instead of Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov. But the other explanation that's offered by Rashi and others is that first it would be we should stop these curses from occurring because of the Torah that we're learning. So as a backstop, if the Torah that we're learning is insufficient, then remember the Akedas Yitzchak, where Yitzchak was prepared to be Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that is insufficient, then Olam Chesed Yibana, then Avraham Avinu will come and save the day, because a world built on Chesed is enough to sustain us. And so Avraham's ability to create an Eshel, which is an acronym not defined as a tree, which is how it's most commonly defined, but really by its acronym of Achila Ashtia Lina, and the word Lamech could also be Levia, and he provided people with an opportunity to eat, drink, and Lina to rest, and then Levia to walk them out. And when you walk someone out from your home, you give a person a level of nobility, in the same way that a prince, in the same way that a king, as we saw recently, is never left alone. And whenever the king is walking, there is an entourage that follows behind him. So too, when a person leaves our home, they are the king. They are the queen. And it's our obligation to treat them as such, even if we don't think, obviously, that they may be a king or a queen. But by doing so, we create the positive impression that if there were someone lurking behind a tree, they would say, wait a minute, before I start to possibly think of harming someone, there are goalei hadam. There are people that will avenge this person, because I can't just simply do what I want. You know why? Because I may not get to the Ari Miklat in time. And the same thing is true in our common day. We don't have an Ari Miklat, right? But if we know that people are coming out to walk us out, then obviously that means a lot and it makes a very big impression, which is why, and I'm going totally off the tangent, when someone is in the hospital, it's important to make a visit. Because when the hospital staff sees people in a hospital, then they know that people care and they'll be following up. And that's obviously when a person gets better care. So, lo aleinu, nobody should end up in a hospital. But if anybody did, it's important that we make an effort to visit people as often as we can. And by doing so, we strengthen their ability to get better. Because we know the pasuk says, Hine avicha chole, referring to Yaakov Avinu. And then it says, Vayugal Liyakov, so Rav Shimshon Ashtapoli explains that Hine means that Yaakov Avinu had all 60 elements of sickness. However, when he heard that his son, Yosef, his ben zakunim, is going to come visit him, he straightened himself up and sat up upright in the bed. Al Hamita, Hamita is 59. And that means that he took away 1/60th of that sickness. Just by simply visiting, you didn't have to give the person any medicine. You just had to visit that person, and already you're taking away 1/60th of the illness. So we should be mechazik ourselves from this week's parsha, because next week already is Rosh Hashanah, and I believe that next week I won't be able to give a shiur because it will be Erev Rosh Hashanah on Sunday night. So I want to wish everyone a Ksiva Ksima Tova. I want to wish everyone a good Ben Shiur. I want to thank all of the wonderful Rabbanim that provide and deliver excellent shiurim, top-notch. Everyone is just stellar, and I'm just so honored and humbled that everyone is a part of this wonderful network, and it should grow and continue to please spread the word. These shiurim are fantastic, and we should grow our listenership and our membership, and we should go from strength to strength. And we should remember a couple things as takeaways. We should remember the message of Bikurim, to be thankful for all the things we have and all the things we do not have. We should be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and express that by simply saying Modim every day. We should also, and finally, do mitzvos. When we do them, we should do them b'simcha u'b'tuv levav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us, yes, you're going to do amazing things, but when you do them, do it with a smile, do it with happiness, and do it with a sense of felicity, of a way that you're conveying over to the individual, the recipient, that you genuinely care about that individual, and that way we all benefit. So Klal Yisrael at large should have a Shana Tova Umasuka, and this is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you all the very best.